So let's just go back to Jetan Karpa's beautiful text. He says, so he's encouraging us now to train in emptiness, and his way of encouraging us is quite interesting. He says, but even though you may be acquainted with renunciation and bodhicitta, if you do not possess the wisdom realizing the way things really are, which means emptiness, you will not be able to cut the root of samsara. Therefore, okay, so we need to what we need to do is gain wisdom realizing the way things really are. That's the liberating, that's the door to liberation. That mind that realizes the way things really are. What is that? That realizes emptiness, the emptiness of all phenomena, that realizes the non-existence of all the things we normally see. That wisdom. How do we get it? How do we get that wisdom? In the last line, Jetan Karpa says, therefore, strive in the means for realizing dependent relationship. What? Strive in the means for realizing dependent relationship. And then Geshe-la gives a sublime teaching on dependent relationship. We say, Dandrakirti says, dependent relationship is the king of reasons. To realize emptiness, we do so by realizing dependent relationship, and there are gross, subtle, and very subtle forms of dependent relationship. So, before we go there, I just want to read from Joyful Path. So we've got this phrase. So we can say, everything that exists is a dependent related phenomenon. Everything that exists is dependent upon something else. Everything that exists is dependent upon something other than itself. In other words, because everything that exists is a dependent related phenomenon, it has a dependent relationship with something else, there are no independent phenomena. Phenomena here just means like things, we can say. Nothing is independent. And, you know, Jetan Karpa said, normally when we see ourselves or other beings, we see inherently existent people, inherently existent phenomena. Since inherent existence does not exist, the things we normally see do not exist. So what is this inherent existence? Comes up a lot in the teachings. Things appear to us to be inherently existent, but that nothing is inherently existent. In Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe-la, he's talking about the negated object of emptiness. So when we realize emptiness, we have to negate something. Emptiness, what do we negate? We negate the things that we normally see. The mind realizing emptiness is negating the things that we normally see. The mind realizing emptiness is realizing the non-existence of the things that we normally see. So we say a mind realizing emptiness has an object of negation. Geshe-la says here, the clearest description of the negated object of emptiness, inherent existence, is given by Chandrakirti in his commentary to Aryadeva's 400, where he says, so this is Chandrakirti. It's so beautiful, it's so clear. So simple. I think also add some this to a few essential words. For things to exist inherently means that things are not dependent upon other factors for their existence. Simply that. For things to exist inherently means that things are not dependent upon other factors for their existence. But because things do depend upon other factors, there can be no inherently existent objects. Okay, so I go back to Mirror of Dharma. We're now looking at dependent related phenomena. If something's dependent, it's not independent, because all phenomena are dependent related. There are no independent phenomena. There are no inherently existent phenomena. Or we could say, there are no phenomena, there's nothing existing from its own side. Geshe Sajjan Karpa advises us, saying, therefore, strive in the means for realizing dependent relationship. Dependent relationship is a very important subject. Through correctly understanding this, we can understand the way things really are. The great scholar Aryadeva said, just as the body sense power pervades the entire body, wherever you stick a pin, because there's a body sense power, then we have tactile awareness, don't we? Because the body sense power pervades the entire body, just as body sense power pervades the entire body, so ignorance pervades all delusions. Whatever delusion, anger, jealousy, pride, whatever, poke it, there is ignorance. Thus, if we cut our ignorance by applying great effort to realizing the real meaning of dependent relationship, all our delusions will cease. Please keep this instruction in your heart. So, what does it mean to say everything is a dependent related phenomenon? Things can be dependent related, have a dependent relationship in many different ways. Geshe says things exist in dependence on their causes and conditions, in dependence on their part. You can hear it, can't you? In dependence upon. They don't exist from their own side, they exist in dependence upon their causes and conditions, independence upon their parts, independence upon their basis of imputation. There's no basis of imputation, we saw. There's no basis for thinking I, there's no I. And independence upon their mere name. The Geshe gives this list. We see different lists in different books, many different ways to explain dependent relation. So things exist in dependence on their causes and conditions, in dependence on their parts, in dependence on their basis of imputation, and in dependence upon their mere name. The last of these is subtle dependent relationship. When we realize subtle dependent relationship, our understanding of emptiness is qualified.